This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. While U.S. President Donald Trump recovers from COVID-19 in a military hospital, his Vice President Mike Pence is in the spotlight as the person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign. Although the president says he's anxious to get back to campaigning, for now, Pence will take that leading role in the final stretch before the November 3rd election. The spotlight on Pence will be especially bright Wednesday when he will participate in the vice presidential debate with California Senator Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The result comes 5 days after Biden spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump. Biden had two negative tests Friday as well. Monday, he's scheduled to travel to Florida. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic despite weeks of rising infections, but he warned the country faces a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents say tougher social restrictions are needed to suppress a second pandemic wave already sweeping the country. But many in Johnson's party argue restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. Britain's finance minister said Monday he was sympathetic to doing more to help certain industries as the right time to drive a recovery after the massive economic hit from the COVID-19 crisis. He said, quote, "I'm very sympathetic to the idea," end quote. He added, right now might not be the right time to deploy an intervention for the entertainment industry. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our app and read stories there. This is VOA News.